Better turn it off.
E B F N.
What? Oh.
Oh yeah, Buenos just put out chips. It's the Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio.
The guy is his name was Dale Dean, and I always thought, and that seems so. It was Dale Dean, and he was in the building. I knew that was his name because from the mailbox and things. But so I knew him, but you know, like in apartments, you kind of know people, like they've got their groceries or whatever, and they're just coming in, and you go, you don't even, I don't think I ever said his name, but I knew it was Dale Dean. And that's a red flag to me right away, because I don't think I can even think of a Dale where it was, you know, I can't think of a Dale who was, I've known, who was, you know, on the, not on the up and up, but who was, I don't want to say I don't know a Dale who was a good person, but I know I can't think of a Dale who was, you know, 100% present, I guess. There's something up. Anyway, Dale Dean. So he's in my building, and this apartment's got maybe, I don't know, maybe, let's see, four floors, and maybe eight, so maybe, I don't know, 40 apartments in the whole thing, something like that. But and the laundry was in the basement, and it was one of those deals where you go down there and you pay 25 cents or something, and you do your laundry. But here's the thing, and Dale Dean, and this is the other thing. He came home. He was about, my guess, he was about 60, but he came home different times of the day. So I don't know if he's retired, but I think he was not retired. Because he would leave at least 2 days a week. He would leave, you know, work time 7:30 or something like that, and then be home. You know, I would see him coming in around 5:30 or something like that, at least a couple days a week. But I don't know, Dale Dean. If he was retired or working, maybe he was out doing something that's other than, I don't know, but he, also then he would also come home, kind of really late, a couple nights a week, and not like in this building, there were a lot of people, younger people. So I was used to people coming in around, you know, 1:30 or something like that, when they'd been out to the bars or whatever kind of thing. But this guy, Dale Dean, he'd come home at about 4. So, it just seemed it was too late for him to be out partying. Plus, if he was that, he's as old as I thought he was. I don't know where his kind of energy came from, but there he was, be like 4 in the morning or 3:30, and there he is coming. And I knew, because I would hear him sometimes. I'd be up and I'd hear him, you know, coming up the stairs, or I'd hear somebody coming up the stairs at 3:30, and I'm thinking, That's Dale Dean. You know what I'm saying? And I'd go to the peeper in the door, you know that thing, the peephole, and I'd peep out and I'd watch him, and he'd pass right by my door. And you think in apartments, you're like, so people are like standing, who knows who they are? They're right outside your door and you don't know them. They're leaving some neighbor's house and they hang out in the hallway and talk for a little bit. And it's just, you spy out that peephole and you got to be careful because the light from your apartment can sometimes, they can see it under the door and they know you're standing there peeping at them. And so that's kind of a tip, something to be aware of. Put a blanket down, and then you can peep out there. They don't see the light being reflected. But here's the thing, Dale Dean, he goes, and I wasn't home when this happened, but I know it happened because, well, you'll find out, but he, one day he's going to go to the, and this all came out later, but so he's going to the grocery store and he makes a list, 6 or 7 things. Okay, he's going to go to the grocery store, get these things. That was it. But he leaves his apartment and there's something he thinks, or maybe he was still, maybe he's still inside when this started, kind of, but he was, you know, running through in his mind the list of things he had to get, and he realized, oh, there's one other thing on the list, and I can't think of it. And he's this is what he told people later after the whole thing. I mean, obviously, I didn't see this part because I wasn't even home, but, you know, this is what happened just like literally 10 feet from where my front door. And he's getting more and more kind of, you know, agitated. And he, there's something else. There's something else on my list. There's something else I have to get at the store, and I can't think of what it was. So he goes, he's going to go out this back basement door, and he had to go down the basement to get out, which was kind of a weird thing. But he's down in the basement going out, and he passes by that laundry room, and there's 6 or 7 people in there from the building who were doing laundry down there, and they're just sitting and talking and, you know, folding handkerchiefs, but, you know, if it was 50 years ago, they would have been folding handkerchiefs. They weren't, I don't think they were folding anything. They were just reading books and talking and, you know, and Dale Dean, he passes by, and this is when everything starts to go kind of in the haywire direction. And he goes into that laundry room and he shuts the door behind him. And everybody in this building was kind of had a Dale Dean, you know, radar alert that was already there. He wasn't like, he'd never done anything weird, but there was just something kind of, you wouldn't even say suspicious, just something, you would rather not have Dale Dean living in this building, but there he was. And he goes into this laundry room and he goes, okay, now it turns out the other thing, Dale Dean, he has this carry a concealed permit. And everyone, if you meet him, that was like the first thing he would tell you. I can carry a concealed weapon. I've got a permit. And so right away you start looking at his pants because you're thinking, well, if you got the permit, what's the point of the permit if you're not going to have your gun with you? And so you could never see it, but he would always, if you met him, if you came over and you were going to come to my apartment, if you ran into him in the hallway, within, I would say, 40 seconds, he would have told you he has a carry concealed permit. So he's down in this laundry room with these people. Can't think of this last thing. And so, just in a speck of a amount of time, everything just goes to crap. And he goes, okay. He takes out his gun and he goes, I got to think of this thing on this list. And you guys got to help me think of it. And now he's got this gun out in the laundry room. The door is shut behind him. And now people are thinking, oh, this is why I always thought this would, maybe I always thought, this is exactly what I always thought would happen if Dale Dean can get kicked out of our building. And now this is happening. That's what's going through all the people's heads. And so he says, I'm going to start shooting people unless you can tell me what it is I can't think of for my shopping list. And then this one person, she goes, well, Dale, how would we possibly know, you know, what's on your list? And then he goes, pow, and right in her foot. He shoots her in the foot. And so now, of course, it's the situation's elevated. And it's a busy enough area that I'm sure right at that first shot, people heard it. Somebody heard it, not in the laundry room, but somebody heard it somewhere. And so, you know, that's like starting the you know, in the Olympics when they go click and the timer starts. When he shot that person, that woman in the foot, that was like starting the stopwatch in the 400. And so now it's just a matter of time till police get there or it gets worse or whatever. So he goes, so this other guy goes in the room. He goes, Dale, could it be eggs? And then he goes, pow, because he's like, and he goes, no, it's not eggs. And he shot that guy right through the hand. So he's not killing people, but he says, I'm going to shoot people in this room. And there's like six or seven people in the room, this laundry room. The machines are whirling away, and so I suppose it's noisy in there, but still, you can hear guns outside this building, pop, pop, you know, like that. And so then this guy who's going to be, he kind of steps forward, and then you think, oh, here we go with this guy with the save the day. I'm going to be master negotiator mentality. That's what this guy has. And so he comes right over to him, and you think, well, maybe he should have done something, but he wasn't about to do anything, because, you know, Dale Dean, he was, like I said, he was probably about 60 or something, but he was, you know, he looked like he could, kind of like he could take you in a fight. And it seemed like that was a good question, because it seemed like that was kind of likely to happen. So you always saw him and you thought, yeah, he could take me in a fight. And it's pretty likely there would be a fight too. But this guy comes over and he goes, Dale, look, let's just go up to your apartment and look at what's missing, or just go through your cupboards, things like that, and we'll just know what it is that you're not getting. And he goes, and then Dale's like, well, no, I'm not going back up there because I should be able to think of this thing. He goes, look, here's my list of the things I know I'm supposed to be getting, but I know there's one more thing I'm not getting. Now, here's the problem. Now you start to hear, woo, woo, kind of siren in the distance. And it was, you know, this was a city apartment. So that happened a lot, but you started to wonder, okay, are they coming here or whatever? The people, this is what I heard afterwards, you know, the people are saying, well, then you heard that in the background, woo, woo. And they're thinking, kind of mixed. They're thinking, well, I sort of hope they're coming, but to be honest, I sort of hope they're not coming because I think we can figure this out better without people outside aiming things down into the laundry room here. And so, in a way, people are thinking, I hope they're not coming here because, you know, this guy lives in our building. I think we can figure it out. So the guy who said, let's go up to your apartment, he goes, and maybe he had a good idea, but then he goes, you know, Dale, maybe it's some kind of paper product, like Kleenex or toilet paper. And then Dale goes, pow, and shoots that guy, and it kind of just goes through the meat on his thigh, not his thigh, but his upper leg part. And just, you know, it went in, but I mean, it was not like it didn't like break the guy's bones or anything. Like, he wasn't bleeding like crazy or anything, but he got shot. And he said, maybe it's paper products. Then pow, because Dale's like, no, it's not. That would not be something I would forget. So now what you hear outside is, so now he's apparently at this point, he's shot like three or four people, and I'm not going to kill people, but I'm going to shoot you unless you can think of this right thing. And then we hear, and now you hear this, now you hear these sirens, and they go, woo. You know how they do that when they come up real close, and they go, woo, 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 like that. And so then you know they're right outside there. So they're kind of in this alley, and there were at least, you know, you could hear them come up. There were at least three that you could hear had pulled up. And I'm not trying to say I was there because I got all this from the other non-Dale Dean neighbors that I live with afterwards. But he's now the there's a guy, and now he gets one of those microphones, you know, speaker phones that he's on, and he goes, and he starts talking, and he goes, the police are out. He's, you know, whatever they say, the police are out here, and so they're not coming in until they know what the situation is. And then Dale says to this other person, he hasn't shot yet, he goes, well, go out and tell him. He says, just go out there. I'm not going out, and the rest of you aren't going out, but send one guy out. He goes, go out and tell him that I'm in here. All I'm trying to do is figure out what I forgot to put on my grocery list. And I've got six things. There's one more thing I got to get. And the problem is, the reason I'm shooting people is if I don't want to go to the store, not know what it is, come back home, and then realize, oh, I forgot whatever it is, you know, black pepper. And now I've got to go out again, down to the store, get the black pepper, and then come back home. He goes, I don't want to do that. So he says to this guy, go tell the police. I'm trying to figure out what this thing is at the store that I need to get that I can't remember. And and that's all it is. And so, you know, we'll tell them, we'll figure it out. And so then this guy leaves, and then the people who are shot, they're like, it's not like they're not hurt, I guess, but, you know, they're bleeding and stuff, but it's not like they're not going to die or anything like that. It'd be like if you put a, like the person that got shot in the hand, it'd be like if you put a kind of nail that like you're used to build a deck or something, and you just pounded it right through the webbing in your between your thumb and your pointing finger. It was about like that kind of a thing. So not, I mean, nothing great. I mean, but nothing, you know, nothing you'd want to have happen, but still not like she's not going to die or something. And and then the paper products guy, he was not really shot that much, just was like, just, you know, something a little bit. But now this guy, so now a couple of minutes have gone by, no one's really saying anything. There's this one girl's crying, and she's kind of just sitting she's sitting over in the corner like we used to sit when in grade school they'd make us do tornado drills or like atomic. They would say, when I was in grade school, they'd go, oh, the atomic bomb is coming, so go into the hallway of your grade school and sit with your head, like you're sit on your butt and with your knees up and your head kind of down between your knees. That was for the atomic bomb. But this woman, she's sitting there, and she was on a different, I never knew her that much, but she was on a different floor than Dale Dean and I lived on. But she's sitting there crying, hunched up in the atomic bomb position. And now we hear this guy in a megaphone. He goes, Dale. And it's this police guy, and it has that megaphone quality to it. And he goes, Dale, we understand you want to figure something simple out. And the guy goes, the cop, he goes, Dale, could it be baking soda? And then they said out there, the police, they hear, pow! And so it was not baking soda. And he shot this guy in the foot. This was a guy I knew a little bit. I ran into him a lot. He lived on the first floor. Kind of an older guy. I think he's divorced or something, but he lived in this apartment. He used to have a real expensive house. And then he got divorced, and he ended up in this apartment. And now he's in the laundry room, and he gets shot because he didn't really even do anything wrong. He didn't say maybe it's baking soda, and then he got shot. But the guy from the police, and this is why they were worried when the sirens first went off, because they thought, well, maybe this will make it worse. But anyway, ultimately, Dale just kind of realized, oh, this is not a good way to figure out what I forgot to go to the store for. And so he takes his gun, and he puts it in his pocket, and he walks out the door, and he has his hands up, and they arrest him. And he was gone for, you know, we didn't see him around the apartment for maybe, and everyone gets patched up. So, you know, don't think like I'm making light of people getting shot, because they all get, you know, I'm sure they have some, you know, I'm not saying they're totally back to normal, but I'm saying everyone got shot, but nobody got killed or anything. And we didn't see Dale for a while. But no one moved into his apartment. And then he was back. And that was kind of a surprise because you kind of thought, and he was back after, I would say maybe it was less than a month even. And so the weird thing is, basically, he shot four people for the reason that I've told you about. And really, I mean, well, as we all talk in the hallway, really nothing happened. And he gets, so he's, I mean, I don't know what happened in that month, but basically, really, he's back in the building. Nothing happens. He didn't talk about his carry concealed permit so much anymore. I don't know if he, I don't know if he still had it or not, but that's the surprising part. Is kind of the end of this is nothing, basically nothing happened, and he lived there. And when I moved out of that building, he was still there, and you know he was then he was probably 60. You know then by then I think he was almost sure he was retired, but I, you know, I always wondered what it was that, what was he was, that was, he'd forgotten about on his list. And maybe it would be, if it was, you know, my list, it would have been either some kind of, Oreo cookies, maybe, or it might have been, olive oil. Those are the two things I can think of that if I forgot those, I might get to his. Don't exaggerate that part in your minds, but I'm not saying I would get to that level, but I'm saying, you know, those are the two things I could think of that would maybe, and this is going to sound wrong, but, you know, make it, I guess, makes it understandable to me would be Oreo cookies or olive oil. And if I, because if I got, you know, you get, what are you going to do? You're back home, you don't have the olive oil, there's literally nothing you can do. So you're kind of trapped at that point. But anyway, Dale Dean, that's the whole thing that happened with him. And, you know, I never, when I moved out of the building, of course, I never saw any of those people again. But I don't know what it was that he was looking for.
EBFN Radio is written and produced by Eric Belgum. www.ebfn.org.